This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
Hey, G.
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
My nightmare scenario almost happened yesterday.
Oh, what?
Well, the Texans lost.
Yeah.
Which they looked terrible.
Yes.
And then the Cowboys nearly came back and won their game against the Baltimore Ravens. And I thought, if they come back and win this game, and I have to come in and put up with Eric with a K.
Man, that would have been a joy.
I don't want to talk about it, George. It was heartbreaking.
I didn't mean to bring up bad things. I was just saying my nightmare scenario almost happened yesterday. So, yeah, it was a bad Texas day for NFL football. So we'll just move along from that. And talk about the fact that coming up in just about 10 minutes here, it's time for a little jury duty this morning. We'll give you a chance to be on that. Also, Mo Knows Country, a chance to play Mo, see if you could take $100 of hers. And then at 6:10 this morning, we have time for a little amen story to get the day started. But let's start out with the top three things that are trending here in Texas.
Number three.
No freebies to report this morning after the Texans game yesterday. Mm-hmm. A, quote, unacceptable penalty bug infected the Texans. But that does make us penalty leaders in the NFL.
We're number one. We're number one. Yeah. Yay. Oh.
Number two.
Big congrats to Waltrip High School Marching Band. Excuse me. They're the Roaring Red Ram Band.
The Roaring Red Ram Band.
They're headed to the Sugar Bowl.
Oh, wow.
What? Yes, they were invited to represent. HISD said no because New Orleans is not a safe place for children.
It's not a safe place for children, but they live in Houston.
Saturday morning, things changed. The mayor heard about the decision, offered to send a Houston police escort for the trip. So now the band is back. They're back to fundraising. If you're interested in supporting them, it's been quite the roller coaster.
We've got
the GoFundMe.
Good job, Mayor.
And the top story trending in Texas.
It's officially fall, and that means nothing. 90s all week. 20% chance for rain today, which is exciting. And the chances for development of that tropical storm in the Gulf has risen to 80%.
Ooh.
Lots of unknowns over the week as it is disturbance number two. But that means we have all week to find out if the hurricane name is Helen or Helene. It's H-E-L-E-N-E.
Helene,
baby.
We have a week to decide.
We have a week for all the meteorologists to go crazy. That's what's trending this morning in Texas. The top three things you're going to be hearing about all day today. And they're all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
This is Sonia calling from Spring Branch, and I just want to give a reminder that there are still really caring strangers out there. My husband passed away unexpectedly in March at 40. I was really glad I still had my wedding ring and could keep that little part of him. And a few weeks later, late one night, I tripped and I injured my ring finger and it started to swell. And I couldn't get my wedding ring off. My finger was turning blue. I knew the only place I could probably get the help that I needed was at the local fire department. And so I drove down the street to Station 57, and I explained the situation, and I said, I know you might have to cut the ring off, but if you can prevent that, my husband just passed, and I want to keep this ring. And one of the firemen entertained my son and showed him all around the fire station. The other three just looked me dead in the eye and said, ma'am, we're not going to cut that ring. And they stuck my hand in ice, and they used lubricant and string and brute force. And three of them worked for almost 30 minutes to get the ring off my hand. And they did. They didn't have to cut it.
Oh, Sonia.
Oh, my
God. Sonia, I was on that journey with you. Oh, my God.
I know. And when we got done, my hand was swollen, so they stuck it in a bowl of ice. And while we were sitting there chilling my hand, these four firefighters asked me about my husband and about what happened and told me how sorry they were and gave me a hug and said, you know, if I needed some place to come to talk to somebody. And I'd never met these firemen before. You know, I just wandered into their firehouse in the middle of the night with a blue hand. So, just really, really encouraging to have strangers care that much about a piece of metal on your hand because they know how much it means to you.
Yeah. Well, you know what else it shows, Sonia? It shows that because a lot of times people are reflections of us. So to me, it shows what a good soul and a good spirit you have. And that was reflected back to you. We know that the first responders are heroes, and you're right. They're angels here on earth. But it also tells me that they were reflecting back that energy they were getting from you. And my goodness, I love this story. We are so sorry about what happened. But what an uplifting thing to have to share this morning. We really appreciate your call.
Well, Firehouse 57, if any of you are listening, you're wonderful. And I appreciate you and just praise God for you.
Ugh. Absolutely. Can I get an amen for Sonia's story this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Absolutely.
713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull. And as you wake up this morning, let's get you caught up with the top three things trending in Texas.
Number three.
The National Hurricane Center has given an area of concern in the Caribbean a 90% chance of developing into a tropical depression. The area of storms is still low pressure, but we are keeping an eye on the potential hurricane.
Number two.
If you have lactaid milk in your fridge, beware. There was a lactaid milk recall in 27 states over potential almond contamination not listed on the label.
And the top story trending in Texas.
It was a bad day in Houston sports with two major losses. Not only did the Texans lose to the Vikings 34-7, but in baseball, Astros star Yordan Alvarez left the game in the bottom of the third with a knee issue after sliding into second base. And that's what's trending in Texas on the Morning Bullpen.
All right, the bad news is the Astros and the Texans lost yesterday. The good news is we're back from vacation.
Yeah.
We had a little break last week. Thank you so much to everybody for covering for us while we were gone and making things work so we could have a little vacation time. Nice to be back in. No, you know what? It's nice to be home, and I was very happy to get back here to Houston, except for the heat.
It's fall, George.
I understand, but nothing changed. We went to Switzerland, Austria, and Bavaria, and so we were in the mountains. We were in the Alps. They had snow.
What? No way.
They had a 3-foot snow the morning that we went to Mount Pilatus, which is the big ski resort at the top of the mountain. And they had 3 feet of snow.
Holy
it was
moly.
Spectacular.
What was the weather like not on the mountain?
Not on the mountain?
Yeah.
Every morning was about 48.
Yes.
Every day was about 65.
Wow. Insane.
Sunny.
Oh,
and we stepped off the plane when we got home, and it was 99 degrees and humid. So other than I'm happy to be back.
Yes.
After vacation. How was vacation for you, Mo?
It was good. I did the Kane Brown concert in Dallas with Sailor, my 3-year-old. So we had like a girls' weekend.
Aww.
And then I came back, and my husband and I went to Chicago. Also, it was cold there. They thought it was still summer, but I had to wear a long sleeve shirt.
Right?
Yeah, it's like the actual fall. Yeah. Right.
So, yeah. So, but isn't it nice to experience, like,
a little fresh air?
Real fall happens.
The leaves are changing. My Houston husband was like, "What's going on?
What are these? Where are these?
Yeah.
Orange." Eric with a K, vacation.
I got remarried. I had my remarriage ceremony.
Oh, that's right. That was all that, because there was a big debate on whether you do the ceremony or you do the massages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And?
We sort of split the difference. We had massages instead of getting the officiant and all that stuff, but we did a private ceremony, just us two.
Ah, I got
it. And we read letters that we had written 10 years ago on our wedding day to each other that had never been opened.
Oh, that's cool.
And we opened them on the beach in Mexico in a private little thing and had a photographer who's very far away taking pictures of the private moment. I sobbed like a child.
I was
going to
say, how's the photographer going to edit out all of your crying?
It was bad. It was bad. My wife was laughing at how hard I was crying.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was great. It was beautiful.
You feel things deeply.
I do.
There's nothing wrong with that. You feel things deeply. So, anyway, nice to be back from vacation. Again, except the weather. Everything except the weather I'm happy about. You love giving your opinion about stuff? Well, coming up in 30 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen Show, it'll be time for jury duty. Your opinion helps us get the verdict. We'll let you have a little fun with us. Coming up 30 minutes away here with George Moe and Eric with a K.
Who ruined one of your vacations? I really want to hear those stories. 713-881-5500. Who ruined your vacation? Because Mike from Ohio, he ruined one of my nights. He didn't ruin my whole vacation.
But from Ohio.
Yes, and you've never met Mike from Ohio. We had never met Mike from Ohio. When we went to Mexico, my wife and I, we just wanted a relaxing vacation last week. Then my wife decided, after 3 days of talking just to me, let's get some vacation friends.
I love that.
Do you?
Yes.
You love vacation friends?
I love making vacation friends.
Yeah, it's fine. Oh, yeah. It's nothing like serious.
This is great. People are already calling with who ruined your vacation.
Who ruined your vacation, exactly.
Okay, so we go to this little bar at the all-inclusive resort that we were staying at, and immediately a girl starts hitting on my wife.
Okay.
And she goes, "I want to play pool with you." Oh. She had obviously overserved herself on the free drinks at the resort.
There we go. That's always fun.
And then the husband comes over of the girl.
Okay.
And they start bickering. Stop hitting on girls at the resort. So they get into a fight and they separate. She goes, "I'm going back to the room. Are you coming with me or not?" And he says, "You know what? I'm going to stay with my new friends here." So then he stays with us and she goes back. And we go, no, it's okay. You go with your wife.
So it's your wife, Kylie, and you, and Mike from Ohio.
And Mike from Ohio. Okay. That's it.
That's it. Okay. Just the three of them.
Now we're stuck with Mike from Ohio because she wanted to make freaking vacation friends.
I'm so excited.
So she left. She couldn't. She was like, "Where's our room?" And he said, "It's over that way."
Mm-hmm.
So then Mike from Ohio sits down, just completely trashed on these drinks.
Mm-hmm.
First question he asks. All right. First question. Who's your president?
Oh, yes. Here we go. All right. It's good to get that out there.
And so we go, "Mike, we're not going to have that discussion." And then, so then he goes into his entire life story unprovoked. We did not ask any questions about Mike from Ohio's life. And he goes into this story. He said, "My ex, she was addicted to every drug you could think of."
Okay.
"And we had a daughter and I took my daughter, and 10 police officers show up in my house saying, 'Give my daughter back.' I'm not giving my daughter back."
This is a vacation friend that I want.
I'm telling you.
Tell me more.
It gets way worse.
I love it.
Then I go, Mike from Ohio, I've got to go to the bathroom. There's some public bathrooms over there.
Okay.
Let's go. And he goes, "Oh, I just went already."
Oh, he didn't get up.
Wait a minute. You didn't get up.
Nope. We're just sitting in chairs.
All right.
We're just sitting in chairs, y'all.
Eric. Oh, my God.
Then
what?
The activity for the night at the resort was karaoke.
Well, of course it was. Yes. Of course.
We go to karaoke. Mike really wants to sign up and sing because he is feeling it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I want him to.
The list is full already.
Oh, no.
So what does Mike do? No. He's not going to take no for an answer. He goes up on stage where people are singing and starts popping and locking and grabbing the microphone out of their hand. Trying to sing along with them. They try to remove him from the stage and he escapes their grasp and does more popping and locking until finally security guards had to pull him off where his wife was now standing because they had to go get her to remove Mike from the resort.
This sounds like a Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson movie.
It's so perfect.
What it
this
sounds
is what
like.
You wanted on your vacation. A little spice.
My wife, at the end of all of it, she looked at me and said, I am so sorry.
She should have. Oh, my gosh. So who ruined your vacation? 713-881-5500. You let us know right now on The Bull. I thought this would be appropriate, Eric. Tipsy. Getting tipsy. Thought that would be good. 713-881-5500. Into your vacation. That's what we want to know because Eric and his wife were on vacation in Mexico last week. And who was it that runs your vacation, Eric?
His name was Mike from Ohio. And it turns out he's a convicted kidnapper. Mm-hmm. He peed his pants while we were talking to him. And then he got removed from karaoke for taking over the microphone.
Okay, I think we all know Mike from Ohio. But we want to know who ruined your vacation.
Justin's on the phone in Porter. Hey, friend, who ruined your vacation?
It's not who, it's what. So I drove to Alabama to get this charter lab from the kennel because I'm real big into bird hunting. Mm-hmm. And so we got back to the room. Me and my wife picked up his dog, got back to the room. And then we decided we were going to go eat. Right. Well, we left that little, the dog in the room by itself. He's a puppy. Uh-huh. He's 8 months old. Well, we come back, the pillows and everything just destroyed in the room. Yeah. And I done spent like $7,000 on this dog. Right. All I could think about was busting his butt.
Uh-huh. By the way,
but then I was like,
for
no,
censoring yourself
that's
there.
Way too much money.
Wow.
I have further questions if you stay on hold. Like, how much does that cost, your hotel room?
It costs more than the dog.
No! No!
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's when you know vacation has gone wrong. Who ruined your vacation?
Oh, man.
713-881-5500. You have a story you can share now with George, Mo, and Eric. It's time for the Morning Bullpen's jury duty. We're out here doing God's work. Get your opinions to help make our decisions this morning. Your opinion gives us our verdict. And the question this morning, Mo.
When you're alone in someone else's house, is it okay to snoop a little?
Oh.
Yes or no?
Oh.
What brought this up?
Well, it's kind of interesting what brought this up.
So we were just talking about how my wife and I went to Mexico last week.
Okay.
Came back home. Everything in my house was rearranged by my mother. And that nothing drives my wife crazier than my mom snooping around my house. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with it because I fully embrace the fact that if someone lets you into their house and you're alone, it's okay to snoop a little bit.
I don't call it snooping.
Wait a minute. Do you, Mo, when you're like, you've been a house sitter,
yes,
a babysitter before,
I was a
right?
nanny growing up.
Right, exactly.
And you don't, it's not snooping. You're not looking in their personal things. You're just naturally taking care of their home, and so you find things.
No, I'm talking about getting into their personal things.
Come on, Mo, you can't tell me that you didn't go, like, in this person's bathroom and open, like, the medicine cabinet and go, oh, they're on that medication.
Yeah.
Honest to goodness, and you guys know that I like to make up, like, stories about all different kinds of conspiracies. Never have I ever been in the bathroom of the family that I nannied for.
Oh, come on.
Never even step foot in their bathroom. Oh, I don't know what it looks like.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to know what's going on in their bathroom. No. That's like
you do
that,
though. You take a little step.
Of course, and I think Mo's lying.
I
fully think she's lying.
I'm shocked by myself.
I think that everybody on the phone, when we ask the question, when you're alone in somebody's house, is it okay to snoop a little?
There are cameras.
I think it's going to be 100% yes.
There are cameras, Eric. They're watching you.
You look in their liquor cabinet and go, maybe I'll have a...
Oh, that's different.
What? How's that different?
Put a little iced tea in the bourbon bottle.
There you go. Know,
just cut it a little bit there. All right, so let's find out what the verdict is this morning. The question again is...
When you're alone in someone else's house, is it okay to snoop a little?
All right, let's take juror number one. That's Casey in Liberty. Hey, Casey, you heard the question.
Yes, sir.
Is it okay to snoop a little?
No, but it happens.
Exactly. That's exactly what I said. You're not doing it on purpose. You're not going out looking in their nightstand to find something. You're just putting things away and you happen to notice something.
No, you look in their nightstand, don't you, Casey? It's okay. It's okay.
What's the one thing that you found, Casey, that that it just happened?
Money.
Okay, exactly. See, you were snooping, okay, so that is a yes.
No, she right, wasn't. April, she said no.
That is your yes. number she said two no. this morning. April, the question is this. Is it okay? No, wait, I don't have the question.
When you're alone in someone else's house, is it okay to snoop a little? Yes or no, April?
Yes, see? But only in certain rooms.
Oh,
because
only in certain rooms.
Yes, I would never go into their bedroom.
Thank you.
I would never go into their bathroom.
Thank you.
It's the kitchen, the snacks and, you know, yummies. And
right.
like living room, because you're expected to hang out in the living room, watch TV while the kids are asleep. Mm-hmm. So you definitely might open drawers.
And maybe the office. You see if any of those books are like hollowed out.
No.
No,
they have a special drawer in the office.
Were you counting April's vote? Yes or no?
Okay, all right.
That's a yes.
She said yes.
She said yes.
It is tough.
Yes.
Because I know you're a good person, April.
It's hard to admit, but we need everybody to be super honest.
No.
Okay, all right. So, juror number three.
Teresa is in Montgomery. She says you babysit a little. So, when you're alone in someone's house, is it okay to snoop a little, Teresa? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
Never have you ever.
It's not snooping, but when I was in high school and I used to have to get up really early in the summers mm-hmm. to go babysit, I would start falling asleep, and I felt bad because I was so sleepy, so I'd get up and start cleaning.
Uh-huh.
But when you're cleaning, you're not snooping. You're just trying to put things
together. Oh,
that's
the same thing.
We asked the wrong question.
You're asking nice, good people that babysit and house it.
No, but they're always on it.
Teresa, just to make herself feel better, changed the name of it to cleaning.
Stop it! That's
rather
real.
Than snooping.
That
our juror number four is Tori in Alvin, a house sitter in the past. Tori, is it okay when you're alone to snoop a little?
I mean, I have.
Yes.
I would say yes.
Yes.
There you go. Fair. See?
I don't want to know what you found.
What do you, I do.
I don't
want to
know.
You trusted
you
me in your house. This was your fault.
You can't unsee that stuff.
Let's go to Amy. Let's get our final verdict here this morning. Amy, the question is this.
When you're alone in someone else's house, is it okay to snoop a little, Amy? Yes or no?
I think yes, because sometimes you have to go, like, look for stuff that you don't mm-hmm. maybe have in your own stuff. So, like, if you need, like, medicine or something, you might need to go look at the stuff in their house.
Okay.
And be like, hey, I might need some certain medicine or something. And they have it.
So I love how everyone is justifying it. And for the record, we got some no's, we got some yeses.
Right?
We'll mm-hmm. get the final verdict in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But 100% of the people on the phone have done it.
Have done it.
They might not agree that it's right,
exactly.
but they all
exactly.
have done it.
You're
right,
so dramatic.
So, Mo,
yes.
The final verdict this morning on jury duty.
When you're alone in someone else's house, is it okay to snoop a little? The answer was yes.
Yeah! There we go!
You twisted our answers. That's not even fair.
See, here's the thing, though.
You guys are sick.
Mo keeps saying, oh, no, 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 no.
You guys
no,
are disgusting.
No.
You're going through nightstands. That's wrong.
I am not
yes,
going through nightstands. All I was looking for was Adderall. That's all I was looking for. That's jury duty. Your opinion helped us get the verdict here on the Morning Bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, in less than an hour, you get a chance to play Mo. Mo Knows Country, $100 up for grabs. That comes up at 8:20 here on the Morning Bullpen. So if you're getting ready to head in the office, make sure you take us along on the Odyssey app. It's time for our 10-minute tune. You know how this works. Every morning at this time, Eric with a K takes a suggestion from you, a call from you, and he turns it into a song. But we have to start by getting your suggestions every morning.
And Emily's on the phone in Tomball. Hey, Emily, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Hi, Mo. So I want Eric with a K to sing about sibling dynamics. I'm an only child, and I have three girls, and sometimes it's crazy when my 10-year-old and my 4-year-old are fighting, and I'm screaming at them while the 4-month-old is crying in the background.
Aww. That sounds about right. There's something definitely about birth order that you could sing about, Eric.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
Yes, all three of my girls have matching shirts. The oldest says, I'm the oldest sister. I make the rules. My middle sister says, I'm the middle sister. The rules were made for me. And the little one says, I'm the little sister. The rules don't apply to
me. Wow. See? You there wrote the whole song.
Emily, I think you kind of have it figured out, Emily. I love suggestion. It. Thank you for the suggestion.
Thank you.
All right, 713-881-5500. Sarah is in Montgomery. Sarah, what do you think Eric should sing about today?
Well, I think that Eric should sing about losing teeth.
Like in a bar fight or something? What?
Well, my 7-year-old is losing her third tooth right now. Uh-huh. And it's just been barely hanging on for like a week.
And they sit there and flip it.
Stop.
Yes, it's driving me crazy. And she is afraid of, so it's just, she's just prolonging it.
Yeah.
Although my other kids, like, will spend forever in front of the mirror making a tooth loose that's barely even loose and pulling it out.
They want that money. They want that sweet, sweet tooth fairy.
Exactly.
Money. What's the tooth fairy paying these days? Yeah. I'm not sure.
Well, I think at our house, the tooth fairy usually pays a couple dollars.
Nice.
Okay. That's all right.
Solid.
Well, you know,
solid.
Inflation being what it is, you might need to up that a little bit. So, Sarah, thank you. Good suggestion today.
Thanks.
All right, one more. Jax is 11 years old. Hey, Jax, what should I sing about today?
I think you should sing about how people don't use $2 bills.
Have you ever seen a $2 bill before, Jax?
We've been saving them up just in case if they get special one day.
Oh, that's cool. You get one, what, from the Tooth Fairy? When do you get $2 bills?
I get $2 bills on Christmas.
Is it from Grandma?
I was going to say. What's going to say, Eric?
Yeah, it's from family.
Family. Are you $2 bills?
And I don't use them.
Nope. Do not. Mm-hmm. Save them up.
Exactly. Nobody does, Jax. Nobody does.
All right, so Jax, thank you. You have a great day today, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right. So, Eric, we got sibling dynamics.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We got Tooth Fairy. She's afraid of the Tooth Fairy. Doesn't want that tooth to come out. And then Jackson, the $2 bills.
I love all of these. I don't want to say no to any of them.
They're all good today.
Okay, but you know what? The one that really sticks out to me is the Tooth Fairy one. I think we could do a song about the Tooth Fairy and losing teeth that will apply to everybody. And I already have it in my head. I've already got something rolling around.
Okay. All right. So Tooth Fairy is our choice today. We'll find out what Eric can do with it just a couple of songs away here on the Morning Bullpen. It's the Morning Bullpen, George Moe, Eric with a K, and his 10-minute tune coming up in just a minute. Also on the way, in less than 30 minutes, some good news. As you get settled in at work, make sure you're listening on the Odyssey app, and you'll get a chance to get the 810 Amen here on the Bull. It's time to find out what Eric has created today. It was Sarah in Montgomery who made the suggestion earlier about Tooth Fairy.
I think that Eric should sing about losing teeth. 7-year-old is losing her third tooth right now, and she is afraid of, so it's just, she's just prolonging it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's afraid of the Tooth Fairy. She's prolonging it.
Just keep it in. It's going to be hard to do, sister. It's gonna
she said her other kids love the money, so they're yanking teeth out, but the 7-year-old, not so much. So let's find out what Eric has created. He's back in the studio this morning.
Here I am. Man, this got a little dark. I'm not going to lie.
Wait. What do you mean it got dark?
For kids. The Tooth Fairy is a kind of a creepy creature, right?
No.
Yes, a little bit. Here, I'll explain in song form, okay?
Okay, all right.
In the style of Call Me Maybe.
Okay, Call Me Maybe? Okay, it's today's 10-minute tune.
I lost a tooth, I'm a kid. It just fell out my head. Then after I went to bed, you snuck in my room. You're breaking and entering with your tutu and your wings. It's a little frightening. Great, now you stole my tooth. Fairy, confess up. Why do you collect up human teeth? It's messed up. Where do you keep all of them at? Hey, your job is unsanitary. Here's my tooth now. Pay me, fairy. And I don't take coins. Tens and twenties. Here's my tooth now. Pay me, fairy.
Okay, you're right. It did get a little dark.
See? It's weird, though. She comes in and takes your human teeth.
Therapist. There's not enough money in the world.
How did he do?
Horrible.
In interpreting the Tooth Fairy for a 7-year-old.
Oh, my gosh. I'm
sorry, you can let
Sarah.
Us know anytime. 713-881-5500. We always take your suggestions, and he creates a new song every day on the 10-minute tune here on the Bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Bianca is in Sci Fair, and she's taking on Mo for $100. And Bianca, this is how you get the cash.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Bianca, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. All right, tell her to get out of here, and we'll get started on this, okay?
All right, go on now, Mo.
All right, 5 country-related trivia questions. And Bianca, they start right now. Question number 1. Which Texas country superstar has his own tequila brand called Codigo 1530?
George Strait.
Question number 2. Who won the first season of American Idol and then went on to release the country hit song Don't You Wanna Stay with Jason Aldean?
Carrie Underwood.
Question number 3. This country star is just pretty little poison to look at, according to a new list of the most fit country stars. Can you name him?
Bailey Zimmerman.
Question number 4. We know Post Malone is a diehard Cowboys fan and Parker McCollum is a huge Texans fan, but this Louisiana country superstar doesn't love the Saints. She says her favorite team is the Steelers. Can you name her?
Lainey Wilson? And I'm throwing it out there on that one.
Question number five. Which rising country star sings the hit song Something in the Orange?
Something in the Orange. Zach Bryan.
All right, let's get Mo back here to find out what she's up against. You did well, Bianca.
Bianca, you took some major guesses, didn't you? I think you're going to be surprised that those guesses actually worked out for you. You got 3 out of 5.
My girl.
Oh, man. Oh. Okay.
All right.
Was the other one Kelly Clarkson, I think.
Wait, I'm here.
Don't tell her the answers.
Let's go.
All right, here we go.
Now
with an assist from Bianca, here's Mo.
We'll see.
All right, question number one, Mo. Mm-hmm. Which Texas country superstar has his own tequila brand called Codigo 1530?
That's George Strait.
It is correct. That is George Strait.
Mm-hmm. Right, Bianca got it right.
Good.
It's 1-1.
We get to keep you.
Question number two. Mm-hmm. Who won the first season of American Idol and went on to release the hit country song Don't You Want to Stay with Jason Aldean?
That's Kelly Clarkson.
Imagine that.
It's okay.
All right. So you said Carrie Underwood before you gave the answer to Mo. So it's 2-1. Mo's winning.
Question number three. Mm-hmm. This new country star is just Pretty Little Poison, according to a new list of the most fit country singers in the format. Can you name him?
Pretty Little Poison is Warren Zeiders.
It is Warren Zeiders.
Yes.
Not Bailey Zimmerman, but great guess. Mm-hmm. 3-1.
They're a different kind of fit.
You know what?
Yes.
I think of them as the same person.
Really?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Fair.
Question number four, Mo.
Yes.
We know Post Malone is a diehard Cowboys fan.
Mm-hmm.
We know Parker McCollum is a huge Texans fan. But this Louisiana country superstar says her favorite team's not the Saints, it's the Steelers.
Louisiana and her makes me think you're talking about Lainey Wilson.
That is correct. It is Lainey Wilson.
So why the Steelers?
Because her boyfriend used to play for the Steelers.
Oh, that's weird.
All right. I know. I thought so, too.
Bianca, you took a guess and got it right. So it's 4-2. You're still winning.
And final question. Question number five.
Uh-huh.
Which rising country star sings the hit song Something in the Orange?
Oh, that's Zach Bryan.
That is correct. Zach Bryan.
Yes.
Bianca, you got it right, but it didn't matter. 5-3 was the final score. Mo kept her money.
You know what you got to say besides the answers, right, Bianca?
Yes. My name is Bianca from Size Fair, and Mo knows country.
She does, and we'll give you a chance to play tomorrow morning, 8:20, and don't help Mo, all right? It's Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.